You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Honest AF Show with me, Daniela Clark.
And me, Barbara Ann Wild.
And we are together with Phil and Crocodile in the studio today, so it's all good.
Yay.
I'm so happy to see my Barb.
So I'm so happy to see you both.
I know. I was trying to get producer Lisa in today, but she couldn't do it. She's getting a massage instead of coming and
good
hanging
for
out with
her.
Us. I mean, I get it, but still. So, oh my gosh, so much is going on. My head is a little frazzled right now because just had an article come out this morning in LA Weekly. Thank you very much,
so
LA Weekly. It was very nice.
Exciting.
Yeah. It talked about our podcast and it's a nice little article. I think it's for Mother's Day.
Too, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's like a little Mother's Day article. So they're like talking about, you know, being a mom, a wife, a businesswoman, you know, the same shit you do.
Very cool, though.
Yeah.
I mean, so, not the same as what I do. I don't do what you do. You do
a lot. You do a lot.
Yeah,
so, and yeah, it was kind of cool too. I don't think I've done press in like quite a bit. So it was kind of fun. It was cool. And it was good because it talked about the podcast. So
I can't wait.
Yeah. So that was really fun.
I'm gonna have to go buy like 50 copies of LA Weekly or pick them up. Actually, they're free. So
do they still print them or is it all just online? I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't seen any in ages, but
I just read
that
everything
we would
online
to get them.
Yeah,
I haven't been because of COVID.
Right, right.
You know, like, you know, the little clubs or coffee shops or whatever where they'd always have them by the front door. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of wild, but cool. So thank you, LA Weekly.
And thank you,
Lena, for writing the article. It was very nice of you. You know, you heard the news. Tawny Katane passed away,
so
which is really sad. I knew Tawny a little bit because for those of you who don't know who Tawny Katane is, she is kind of known as a video vixen of like the, what was it, the 80s?
Yeah.
80s video vixen?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
rolling
she
around,
did the.
She's very famous for rolling around on the
hood
of a car.
Yeah, of the Whitesnake video.
Yes.
She was the one that did the splits on the hood of the car in the Whitesnake video. But she's done a lot of videos. She was in Rats videos and a bunch of stuff. Yeah. I actually have a couple funny stories about her from back in the day because her and I were both signed to the same modeling agency back in the 80s. I think it was 80s, 90s. I don't even remember anymore. My memory is so sorted. I just remember like glimpses. I feel like my brain is like an old computer that just glitches out every once in a while. There's signs of life, but
well,
for the most part, it glitches
hormones
out.
There's a hormone reason for that, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure. There's always a hormone reason. For fuck's sake. Her and I were signed to the same agency back in the day, and she was, I think she was like doing some show or some shoot or something. She was in Europe. And at the time, she was engaged to David Coverdale of Whitesnake, the singer. And it was really funny because I was at the agency one day and the big gossip at the agency was that Tawny had gotten a fight with David and took her like huge, like freaking, I don't know, 3-carat diamond ring that he had given her and just put it in an envelope and mailed it by snail mail back to him.
No. Oh, nice.
and that was like the big gossip at the agency because when I got there that day, they were like, oh my God, I can't believe she did that. He was furious. And everybody
Hello?
Was like, all the tongues were wagging because she just mailed him back his ring.
Sharon, you should just take hers off and chuck them. Ozzy would be like, he'd have like 3 or 4 on his chain. And I'd be like, Ozzy, what is up with those diamond rings? He's like, oh, Sharon threw this one at me. She threw this one. You want to look at them? You want to shop on my chain? I'd be like, oh my Lord. She had to keep giving her better ones when he would fuck up.
That's the way to do
it. That
was
like, yeah.
So crazy to hear the news about her because it was really sad. And then I worked with her a while back when I had Frankie B. She used to buy my jeans. She had a cute little boutique in Newport Beach.
Oh.
And she used to buy jeans for me. And so, yeah, I had, you know, quite a few run-ins with her, and so I was really sad to hear that. And, you know, she's not that much older than us. She was 59.
There have been different reports, you know, true as women of a certain age. There's some that say she's 56, others that say she's 59. Who knows? She's somewhere in her 50s. The only thing that I really know of her, other than Here I Go Again, Whitesnake video, which, I mean, all of us were like, you know, enthralled. Men, women, you know. I think a lot of boys came of age to that video.
Yeah.
But she was a guest on Seinfeld.
Yes.
And
right.
It was one of the funniest friggin' episodes because she plays this really ditzy actress that Jerry's dating and he can't stand her. But it was like this, he has a chess game between his penis and his brain of whether or not he can be with her, because when she opens her mouth, he's just like, can't handle it. Yeah. But it was the funniest, greatest episode. And so I was thinking of that this morning when I was driving here. I was like, oh, that was a,
Okay. So I wasn't going to really tell this story, but I think I'll tell it. It might be too soon, but I'll tell it. Okay. So I had a rep at the time. My sales rep was this guy and he was good looking. So he would like famously say to me, you know, oh, you want to be in that store? I think the buyer or the owner's a female. I'll charm her.
Oh.
And one of the ones he charmed
That's so
was
funny.
Was Tawny.
Wow.
It was pretty funny because he claimed that he charmed her quite well into the order.
Oh, I'm sure he did. A big order?
I did. Okay, and it was so continuous. So there were a few reorders. So I'm pretty sure there were a few visits there. But
good for her.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, you know.
Really sad. But did she have a son or something with that baseball player?
I'm not really sure. I just know. I know she had kids, but I'm not sure. But yeah, just terribly sad. And I mean, you know, back in the day, she was such the video vixen. I remember seeing her out once in a while and going, oh, wow, look, there's Tawny Kitaen, you know.
Yeah.
But
what a bummer.
Yeah, sad. Really sad. Yeah, it was a bummer. Yeah, so what's been going on with you? What are you up to?
Oh, my goodness. Zach's record is just about finished, and we're mastering on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting because it's been a, you know.
Yeah, you and I both have been on these, like.
Yeah, it's like the never-ending project.
Uh-huh.
So that's pretty exciting. And other than that, I mean, it's been basically since the box set came out, now it's all about, we're already on to the next record.
You guys are always moving quickly. Every time I talk to you, it's like, yeah, well, we're done with this. Now we're doing that.
Touring is, you know, all booked and ready to go and can't come soon enough.
Yeah, right.
And so it's, you know, the world's opening up again.
Yeah, yeah. Gilby's actually out today. I wanted to interview him. I wanted him to sit in with us for his record so he could talk about his record a little bit. But he actually had to go. He's doing a video today, shooting a video.
Okay,
so he's off and busy working.
Everyone should definitely check out his new album,
The Gospel Truth. Really good and very, you know, true to his roots. So if you ever listen to any of Gilby's older stuff, then you'd appreciate this new record too.
Yeah, Zach's review is I've said this before, but I don't think I've said it on mic or recorded, but Zach always says about Gilby, and when he heard the single, which he really loves, he's like, if you cut Gilby and you analyze his blood, it's Rolling Stones blood. Like that is where he comes from, and it's so apparent in his music. And Zach's just like, Zach's favorite artists are always ones that are so true to their roots and what they are. And he's like, there's no pretense with Gilby. Like, he is rock and roll 100%.
Yeah,
and
totally.
We both love the song, the new single. And I haven't heard the whole record yet, but I'm excited.
Yeah, it's good. You know who I saw this week was Courtney Six, our friend Courtney.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, she's in town. She was doing a special for E! With her bouquet box.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If you didn't hear the episode.
How are they going for her? Because I've been seeing a lot of ads. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's going very, very well. If you don't know what we're talking about, Courtney Six, who's married to Nikki Six from Motley Crue, did an episode of Honest AF with Barb and I.
Yeah.
And she talked a lot about her new floral subscription, which is called Bouquet Box, where they do a monthly subscription and send you flowers and instructions, and you get to put your own floral bouquet together. So anyway, so she was in town to do E. She did Daily Pop, I think it's called.
Oh, yeah.
Where she showed them how to do like little
that's a really
cute
cool
floral arrangements
show.
For
I love
Mother's
that
Day.
Show. Yeah.
She hit me up and said, why don't you come and join me for lunch? So I drove out to see her at this country club. Oh my God, traffic is back to normal.
Oh, it's so
It took me an hour. It took me an hour to get there and an hour to get back. So I was like, oh my God, 2 hours? That's 2 hours out of my day. We're back to having bad traffic again.
It's really bad.
It's brutal.
I was driving down to the furniture manufacturer the other day.
Uh-huh.
I turned around because I'm like, I'll never get back in time to pick Sabbath up from school.
Yeah.
We went from zero right back to 100.
Totally. But it was nice to see her, and it was beautiful at the
at
the country club. It was just a beautiful day, and it was just us and a few girls, and I got to,
and you get to see
the baby.
Yeah,
oh my God.
I saw on your Instagram stories.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, she looks exactly like her mother.
Yeah, that's what I told her. I go, Court, she looks exactly like you, like identical to you. And she's spicy like Courtney.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh my God, she's adorable. She is so freaking cute. But it was so nice to see everyone. I saw Court and I saw Lainey, and we just kind of hung out and chit-chatted. It was really fun just to kind of catch up. And then tonight we're going to go
I'm so bummed
you can't come.
I know.
So one of our girlfriends rented out the AMC movie theater at Universal Studios because they have these amazing deals right now. Check them out if you want to go see a movie this way, because it's really amazing and it's not expensive.
No.
She rented out the theater for $100. And you can have up to 20 people. And it's private, just you and 20 of your friends.
I think I'm going to try and see if I could do that for Sabbath's birthday.
Oh, my God. It would be so much fun. And they show a lot of old movies. You can see. So for $100, you get to choose from an old archive of movies. But for a couple $100, you can choose more recent movies. So our choices were like Jurassic Park, E.T., Back to the Future. We chose Back to the Future.
Oh, that's a great one.
And so we're all going to go tonight and and check it out. So I'm kind of happy about that. I'm bummed you guys aren't coming.
I'm bummed too. We got to get this. Zach has 2 more days to finish everything because our mastering is scheduled for Monday. And, you know, vinyl takes, it's so crazy. There are only 3 vinyl houses in the world right now.
Yeah.
And one is in Germany and 2 are here. And vinyl is backed up 6 months.
Wow.
So
that's
in
crazy.
Order to get
that makes sense. That's why Gilby can't get his vinyl out yet.
Right. So in order record released on vinyl, when the record comes out, we have to submit everything now to get it out for Christmas.
Oh, wow. So. Wow, that's crazy. And that makes sense to me because I was asking Gilby, like, because everyone's been asking him, where's your vinyl? Because, you know, now everybody wants vinyl.
Of course.
And
I don't see that going away.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be one of those things that I think vinyl is here to stay. You know, thank you millennials for
making
it
cool again.
I saw the funniest thing the other day because, you know, Jack White released his last record only on vinyl and he sold almost 1 million copies the day it came out of vinyl.
Mm.
And I saw this funny article the other day because they've moved up our IRS to submit our taxes. Right. And they said Jack White submitted his taxes on vinyl. And they show like they had him as a goof with pulling out the vinyl of the sleeve and it's his tax return on around vinyl. I thought it was the funniest
thing. Funny.
It just made me crack up.
Did you see, speaking of vinyl, Billie Eilish, first she put out a new photo shoot that she did with Vogue.
That's all I noticed.
British Vogue, which was
divine.
Freaking insane. I mean, just gorgeous, and she's wearing nude latex boots and nude latex gloves, and she took the nude latex from the photo shoot and her vinyl is nude.
I did not see
it's fucking rad.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it was rad because her vinyl matches her photos.
That's awesome.
And it's like the same flesh color as the latex.
I
it looks
love
like
that.
It looks like a latex outfit. Cool. I mean, it's just so sick. Oh yeah, my God. I really loved great. It. I love it when people do things like that, when yeah. they're like super clever in marketing and do little things like that. It just gets
Zach
me.
Always. I have to give kudos to him because he gets on a theme for yeah. his and everything from the songs to the packaging of the record. Like he's always thinking ahead and yeah. it's all, you know, tied in. And I always love that because those are my favorite records.
I love the creativity yeah, and the cleverness that of that type of marketing. I just thought, I was like, damn it, I want that vinyl. Why do I want it? Oh, because it looks like her right. latex boots.
Right.
You know, I get so suckered in. I'm like a magpie. I see anything like shiny and fun. I'm like, oh, I got to have it. It's so
yeah,
freaking
really,
cool.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. I mean, she's just beyond her years and just so
yeah,
so,
so
really
talented
cool.
so yeah, very, talented I love the documentary so. On her too. It was really
I haven't another thing I have not seen yet, but
you should watch it. It's actually
great.
Really good, really interesting. Speaking of watching,
yes,
have you seen there's a new show on Netflix called The Serpent?
You told me about it and I put it in my queue. Oh. And I've been trying to get my husband to watch it with me, but he's been getting out of the studio so late that he's just
it
like,
is another fashion-gasm.
I'm so excited
it's
for this.
It's so good. It's takes place in the 70s. It's a true story about a serial killer,
which is right up my alley.
Yeah,
let
it's
alone
very
the
dark.
Fashion and the fact that it's, you know,
yeah,
it's from the 70s, but the fact that it's based on a true story,
yeah, and crime,
and the whole serial killer thing, that just yeah. totally gets my, I mean, I live for serial killer podcasts and serial
oh, yeah.
killer documentaries.
You will love it. It is so good because it takes place in the 70s and I think it takes place in Bangkok, Thailand.
Really?
And other places. In the beginning, it takes place in Bangkok, Thailand, but I'm not giving too much away because I think this is kind of like, if you look it up, it'll tell you this in the
it's
description.
Public knowledge,
but,
right?
Yeah, he was a hippie killer, basically known as the hippie killer. And
wow.
the clothes, the hair, the makeup, the music, the whole like scene
amazing.
In the 70s. I mean, it is so freaking good. I love it. I love it. I've been binging it and it's very good. I'm really into
oh,
it.
Oh, I'm so
And then,
excited.
Of course, I can't wait for the new Halston.
Oh, yeah. You told
the
me
Halston
about that.
Piece
that I will
with
be
Ian
right
McGregor.
On.
Oh.
Yeah, I love him anyway. But yeah, I can't wait to see that.
And then, of course, the Lady Gaga Gucci. I can't wait for
right.
that. Oh my God, that's going to be
the
insane also.
Gonna be, I mean, just the pictorial,
yeah.
the photos and the editorial photos that they've released.
Yeah,
are,
yeah.
Like unbelievable.
So cool. And then, okay, now we digress in fashion because
Tommy and Pam. I knew you were going to go there. Because when we were talking about, you know, Tawny Katane and then
yeah.
we
it's
jumped
it's an 80s episode.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. The Tommy, well, they were 90s, I think. So Tommy and Pam they're doing a movie or maybe
Is
like
a
biopic
movie?
Or,
yeah, I don't know.
Or
I know
no, it's going to be a series. You're right. It's going to
yeah.
be a series.
Yeah.
On Pam and Tommy's, I guess, relationship. Which, I mean, what are they going to do? Just show the porn?
I mean, I was wondering about that. I mean, the fact that Seth Rogen is involved in it, it's going to be great, right?
Yeah.
Because he's just, to me, anything he touches, he's just
yeah, it's gonna be
very
great.
Right on the pop culture.
Right.
I think he's great.
Yeah.
But I thought to myself, well, we lived it, so
yeah, we did.
It's not going to be all that new to us.
No.
But I'm wondering, like, how do you make this even a movie? I mean,
yeah.
I could see it being like a SNL skit, but I'm like trying to figure out how the hell do you make this a whole movie? Because I don't really think that
well,
that interesting,
I mean, I think,
to be honest with you.
Well, I think they are because...
Do you?
I do because they're... Well, first of all,
I mean, she's interesting.
She's very interesting because she was like, you know, back in the day, she was it. She was such a sex bomb and was on every cover of every magazine, on TV constantly, everywhere you looked from doing Baywatch to, mm-hmm. I don't even know, she was like in everything.
She was like our generation's Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
I mean,
for sure. Yeah. And so sexy and, you know, really pretty. the whole chaos of them meeting and getting married in like a day or two in on vacation. I don't know where they were, in Hawaii or Bahamas or something like that. They met on vacation and that was it. He just wanted to marry her. And then they got married and had this crazy freaking love affair. And it went on for years, back and forth. And then the released sex tape that came out, and then his penis getting all the press, and it just, I mean, it was nuts. The whole thing was crazy. Yeah. So I think it's going to be probably fun.
Okay. So Seth Rogen has something to do with it. So then I think they are definitely going to make it worth watching.
Are you going to watch?
Of course I will.
Yeah, I'll watch.
I watched the porn and I wasn't all that impressed.
I have to
say.
You weren't that impressed?
Oh my God,
Zach.
I watched that porn and I said to Zach, I go,
wow,
they
Zach.
Are so boring. We really need to
but
release
you weren't
one
impressed?
Of ours. I was not impressed. I'm impressed with Tommy. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, my God, Zach.
I thought that there's...
Under
porn.
His kilt is becoming more and more. Well,
that, I mean, Zach's got it going on. I'm not impressed, but I'm not impressed for the fact that I think that was the most boring sex I've ever
witnessed.
Well,
I think what was impressive was, okay.
Baby, I love you, baby, 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 I love you. I love you, baby, baby, I love you. I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
that's all she did.
Gagging.
But what was impressive was her ability to handle the situation. As
well,
in his situation.
I've
that
heard
was kind
more
of impressive.
About
Come on,
him
Barb.
And Ozzy witnessed him with Heather Locklear, and that was way more impressive.
Oh.
So, Ozzy says about Tommy Lee, and this is hysterical, but I'm sure Ozzy has said this before in the press. He said his penis is like a baby's arm.
Oh my God.
It's like, he said to Zach, do you ever see, I can't do Ozzy's voice like Zach can, but Zach imitates him so well. But he goes, do you ever see Tommy naked? And Zach's like, no, Oz, I haven't. And he's like, his penis is like a baby's arm it's unbelievable. And Heather Locklear, she's such a tiny little thing. I don't even know how that
Well, that was
that
the
worked.
Thing with Pam too. Yeah. She was tiny and right. she... took it like a champ, you gotta say.
I said to Zach after that came out, I go, Zach, let's just release our tape because we have way more going on.
Wow,
this is super boring. And Zach goes, are you kidding me? We have our kids and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, yeah, but they made a shit ton of money and they ended up, I mean, that in the day, that was like the most money made in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, everybody with their sex tapes. I mean, just the Kardashians. I mean, you know,
okay. That girl needs to learn how to take care of business, too. Another
oh, really?
One.
I haven't seen
hell.
It. I didn't
oh,
see
my
it.
Oh, goodness.
But, you know, she was young, so we're going to cut her some slack.
She's not a Scorpio. That's for damn sure.
Wow. Barb is dishing it today. Dishing it. But did you see the poster of the Pam and Tommy thing?
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Identical. Like I thought it was them
so
at
good.
First. I was like, oh, look at this picture.
Was it Lily James? Lily James
and Sebastian.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But you know, wow, I'm shocked.
She's
I remember
biting
the first
on
thing.
His nipple ring like the classic.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm actually kind of excited for it. So here you have it, you guys. My sordid little lineup of Netflix shows. The Serpents, which one did we say? Halston, and then the Gucci movie with Lady Gaga, and then the Pam and Tommy's.
We're going downhill.
Sex pose.
As we progress.
That is us. What can I tell you? But anyways, yeah, so...
It's definitely the 80s version of Honest AF show. We're going from the LA Weekly right through to Tommy and Pam.
Anyways, so what else is going on?
Oh my goodness, just very busy, you know, in our own little worlds these days. And
we
got to
wrap
all...
this situation up because I have an endomology appointment.
Yes,
actually.
And you must not miss that. And actually, I do want to talk about that in our next episode.
Yeah.
And I do hope that some of our listeners will write in and tell us about procedures that they've been doing to get ready for summer. And
yeah, endomology, kids. Just endomology.
I took your Q, and I went on Groupon to look for endomology, and by me there was nothing. But I am going to do cavitation and the radio frequency and the they call it cavitation or whatever. It's
I don't know about that.
They use ultrasound technology, and so I guess it's like the next version of endomology, because endomology is a bit of an older methodology. And I think
What are you saying? Are you saying I'm behind the times?
No, no. If it works, it works. Oh, I mean, there's a lot of things that you know, if it works, don't change it.
Yeah, but, no, but it's actually, it's good to know about new stuff too. Well, actually what I was going to do was for Mother's Day, I wanted to buy you a package at my endomology place. And then I figured next time you come here, you can just hit it on your way home.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. I will. You know, I will. I most likely, I have to come here
because I want you to try it
anyway.
Yeah.
Because there's
exactly.
not much
You're
by
here
me.
Anyway.
But there is a place by me that does, it's called cavitation and it's like the other part of it, I forget what it's called, but it's a radio frequency, but it uses ultrasound technology where they have to use the conductor and the gel, just like when you're having an ultrasound.
Right.
Apparently they found that breaks up.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you try that and see if you, how that helps you and if you like it. I love doing the endomology. I've been working out a lot more, just trying to get my booty back into shape.
Your beauty's looking fine to me, but okay.
And then I've been using that. What is that stuff that you bought me? It's like a pink.
Oh, okay. So that was one of the things we were going to do in Barb's Bag of Tricks today.
Okay,
so we've been, you know, trying to get ahead of the ball a little bit so that we could talk to everyone about getting
this
summer
ready.
This
bag of tricks is so full, you can't even imagine.
This bag of tricks is bulging this week. Okay, so of
course
that's
I love it. Be tight.
It's B, like my name, Barbara, and be tight. Okay, so this stuff, it's by a company called Maelys, M-A-E-L-Y-S. I found this. It's another Instagram find. And I have to tell you, okay, so to access it, to purchase it, it's maelycosmetics.com. And we'll put this up on the socials and our website. But this stuff, do you not find that this works like nothing we have tried yet?
Yeah, I like it. I started using it about 2 weeks ago, I think, when you gave it to me. And I really like it. One of the reasons I like it is because I'm always cold.
It gets hot.
It gets hot. It heats your ass up. So
it really gets hot.
It literally gets hot. And so it's pink. It comes in a tub. It's pink. And you take it and it's like a gel or a cream, and then you put it on your booty, your thighs, wherever you have cellulite that you want to get rid of, and it goes to work. But it does heat up quite significantly, which I enjoy.
Well, it's really funny because the first time I used it, I thought, oh shit, I'm having an allergic reaction, because I've had allergic reactions to things before. And that's how I reacted, is getting that hot, you know, sensation in your skin. But no, this one is supposed to.
Yeah.
And because
it does use
a thermal type of technology. But what I loved about this is the only thing that you could use topically that gets rid of it doesn't get rid of cellulite, but it
helps.
It gets rid of the appearance of it.
Yeah.
And it definitely, I mean, it's kind of a little bit of the Cinderella effect, but if you use this and while you're using this, you will get rid of the bumpy lumpiness, because it just, you know, it's one of those things where when you stop working, it's going to stop working. It's not going to permanently fix things. But what I love about it is, and I'm always one to really look at the active ingredients. And as I've said before, if it's not in the first five ingredients, it's a very, very small amount of whatever the active ingredient is. Well, this one in the first four is caffeine. Mm. And caffeine is known to diminish the appearance of cellulite.
Yeah, it does
and
help.
This stuff has caffeine. It has a very high concentration of caffeine. And I want to say that it has capsaicin in it. And that's what makes you hot, which is from a pepper.
Is that what it is?
I'm fairly certain
it is. I have to tell you something. Okay, so I put it on after I take my shower or my bath. I put it on my thighs and I was putting it on, and I put it on my butt and everything, but I'm naked when I'm putting it on. Well, I have learned, and please, people, learn from my mistakes. Put panties on before you put it on.
Oh, yeah. Because, do not get it on any private parts.
I freaking got it on my hoo-ha.
Oh, no.
And it got hot. It was horrible because because what happened was I put it on my thighs.
Don't touch and then your like, eyes or anything.
No, don't touch anything. I put it on my thighs and on my butt. And then I was like, I always like, I was leaning on one hip. And so my hoo-ha touched my thigh. And the next thing you know, it was on fucking fire. I was like, no, what's happening? So I had to take like a rag and like wipe it. I'm like, I'm such a freaking disaster. I'm like freaking Lucille Ball in my bathroom. So yeah, put your panties on before you start putting this shit on because it gets in your hoo-ha and it is not pleasant.
No, I can't imagine that it would be. I should have forewarned you.
Oh, my word. I was like, what is happening?
And the other thing I love about this, I mean, obviously the most important thing about this is the fact that it works.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I love about this is that I had ordered this for us. I had gotten it once and I loved it. And then I had ordered it for us and it never came. So I emailed the company and the guy who is the developer called me.
You have a knack for that. Somehow you always get to the bottom of it.
I don't know why they like me, but
freaking scientist on the phone that created
that's
it.
That's the thing. Scorpios are the private investigators. They're the detectives of the Zodiac. But this gentleman called, the customer service is off the charts.
Wow.
He called me. He said, oh my God, it was shipped. It was delivered. I have a photograph of it being delivered. Can you check with your neighbors? Because I live up on a dirt road and
maybe
we always
Zach
get each other's
using
thing.
It under his kilt.
I don't think so because Zach doesn't even want me brushing my teeth before I do anything with him because he doesn't like that heat down there either. So I have to say the customer service is as great as the product and I highly recommend this.
Oh my, I love the name of it too. Be Tight.
Be Tight. Yes. And it's good stuff. And that brings me to one, and I know we don't want to tap into your endomology appointment, but I also got us this, I kept seeing these Instagram ads for this City Beauty Invisi Crepe body cream.
I used all of mine.
Do you like it?
No.
I think it's garbage.
Garbage.
Sorry. Yeah. We have to tell the truth. We're honest as fuck.
Yeah.
And
you know, the thing is, it's
save your money, people.
Yeah, it doesn't work. It didn't do anything. But I'll tell you what did work. So the invisible crepe thing. Yeah,
it's supposed to get rid of crepey skin.
Yeah, I didn't do anything. I mean, I used the whole jar. And I mean, believe me, I was very hopeful.
This is jar 3 that has not been opened because it's garbage.
Yeah, it just, you know, I wouldn't say it's garbage, but it did not work for me. It didn't do anything different.
No.
However, this, the works, the womaness, the
yes.
works, this body cream, which helps tone crepey skin, very, very good. Very good.
I cannot say enough amazing things about their products.
And very good. Their the neck cream and this body cream
and
is very
the under
good.
Eye is phenomenal. Yeah. I talked about that two episodes ago.
Right.
I have to say, I tried to reach out to these two women who developed this company, Womaness. And they're all over press everywhere. And I'm hoping to do something with them for Honest AF show because their stuff, every single product works.
Yeah.
It does use white birch. We are going to, we also got some products by Kors from Germany that we're both testing out right now.
Yeah.
Same technology, a lot more expensive, but this Womaness stuff, I cannot say enough amazing things about.
It's very, very good. And I was kind of like, I was thinking, you know, I wonder what's going on because my body, the skin on my body is looking a lot better lately. And I was thinking, okay, I wonder if it's because I'm on hormones, or maybe it's because I've gained a little weight. Maybe it's because of this Womaness product. Maybe it's because I've been taking collagen supplements, even though you're laughing your ass off at me. Whatever it is, I don't know if it's the combo of everything together, but whatever it is, I'm going to keep doing everything I'm doing because it's
stop.
All working. I'm not going to stop. So I'm taking the collagen. I really like the collagen peptides. I got the creamer and you just put it in your coffee. You put a scoop in your coffee. It can't hurt you. It's extra protein, whatever.
Well, what Dr. Rahi says about that too, is that if you look at the ingredients of that stuff, there's also vitamin C, there's vitamin D. So it's not, there's other good things in
there's
there that actually do work.
And
so.
There's, and the biotin, Biosil, I've been taking Biosil, and that has collagen in it too. And it helps with joints, teeth, nails, hair, whatever, skin. But between all those things, which I think is kind of like where we're at, you have to kind of do a little bit of everything. I don't think there's one thing that's going to be the magic pill. I think that, you know, a healthy diet, exercising, keeping a healthy weight, trying different products and different things. I mean, I think all of it in a combination, you know, is pretty good.
So, but I felt the same way about the neck. And that's the only neck product that I've been using was the one by Womaness.
Yeah.
And you and I both felt the same.
I like it.
We kind of noticed like it wasn't bothering us anymore looking at our neck. So that tells you.
Yeah.
That
my neck is not bothering me.
It's kind of like Botox. Like all of a sudden you're like, oh, okay. My forehead isn't driving me crazy, which it is right now. I can't wait because Zach and I are going away and I have appointments all lined up next week. But
I'm going to have to piggyback your appointment.
I can't wait. I'm like, I have everything all in a
row. I'm excited for your trip.
I'm so excited for my trip, and Zach is very excited for our trip. He has a much different idea about what this trip is for than I do. He thinks it's just like, you know, it's going to be a marathon for 5 days. I'm thinking beach, sleeping, you know, doing everything that I have not been able to
do. He's like, bring all your bag of tricks, Barb. Oh, yes.
I'm going to get stopped through TSA. God only knows what's going to be in the bag.
Oh, that Zach. What a lucky man. What a lucky man. Anyway, so is that it for our
I think
bag
that's
of tricks?
It because we cannot let you miss your endermology appointment.
No, hell no. I got to do you have any plans for Mother's Day?
Actually, I do not. Sabbath gave me one of the things that I miss the most of the kids being in school was when they do the homemade Mother's Day presents from school.
Yeah, I know. Those are so cute.
In elementary school, it is priceless.
Yeah.
Sabbath came home with the card, even though they've only been in school for a little bit of time, but they all did like homemade cards and they said these beautiful things about their mom. You want to know what Sabbath's favorite thing about me is?
What? That you bring him sweets.
No. That I am the best at cleaning. And that when I clean, everything's immaculate. My mother must be looking down, reading that, going, okay, I don't know who this girl is, but I thought it was the funniest thing ever. And he said, one of the things was, my mom is as pretty as an Oscar model. And I said, what's an Oscar model? He goes, well, you know, you love the Oscars, that award.
He's so cute.
He goes, I want to give you an award, an Oscar award for being a model. I was like,
oh my God, he's so cute.
So that was Mother's Day. And Haley Ray sent me sweets already. And I'm hoping that I get to see the kids, some of the kids tomorrow. Haley Ray and her husband just got their second vaccine, so they won't be able to come over tomorrow. Yeah. But Jesse's girlfriend just graduated law school. Congrats, Jesse's Rihanna. Jesse's girl, and I love her. We have all kinds of things going on between Ray's birthday and Rihanna's little graduation get together. So next week we'll get with all the kids.
So in my house,
what are you doing for Mother's Day?
Well, so in my house, Gilby and Frankie said to me, because they don't plan. Nobody plans around here.
Okay.
So
probably better.
Yeah. So they said to me, what do you want to do for Mother's Day? And I was like, well, I doubt we can get in anywhere now because it's kind of last minute. So there's no brunches or anything. Everything is booked up everywhere. Like, I love Malibu Cafe. I don't know if you've ever been there, but
I haven't.
It's great. They have like this little like pond and ducks and you can picnic there and it's really lovely.
Oh, we'll need to go.
But fully booked. So Gilby said, okay, well, what are we going to do if everything's all fully booked? I go, you know, I don't really care. We'll just go to the park and go get lunch wherever they'll take us. Casual is fine because I like to take the dogs to the park. He was like, you know, even though we don't make plans, you do know your family loves you, right?
That's so funny.
I mean, oh my God. Anyways. So yeah, that'll be that. And I'll probably take my mom out at some point.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
You could always celebrate the Monday after Mother's Day. I realized that the Monday after Mother's Day, everything's open.
Everything's fine. So that's when we should go and do our little Mother's Day.
So we celebrated your birthday the day after Valentine's Day. There's no trouble getting a reservation anywhere the day after Valentine's Day.
So much better. So much better. We're going to have to wrap this up because I've got an endermology appointment and you have an appointment with Frankie. You're bleaching our hair today.
I'm going to be doing Frankie's hair. Yeah. I'm excited.
Barb the hairdresser.
Yeah. One of my many hats. Jack of all trades, master of nothing.
So, I'll come back from endermology and then we'll have lunch or something.
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds good. So, okay. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Honest AF. Make sure to check us out on all of our socials, Honest AF Show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. HonestAFShow.com is our website.
Yeah.
And until next time.
Yes.
Take care of yourselves and we'll chat with you another time.
Yeah. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Take care.
We obviously need to do a disclaimer here. So we want you to know we are not doctors or experts by any stretch of the imagination. We are just a couple of gals that are looking for magical products, procedures, and experiences. And in our quest, we will share our honest as fuck opinions with you. So please make sure before you try anything we talk about that you know your own restrictions and do so at your own risk. Do not blame us for any of your issues. We're just experimenting too.
Did you guys hear about that couple that went on vacation and one spouse murdered the other? In fact, the entire vacation was planned just so that they could make the murder look like an accident.
Ah, so like a slaycation.
Oh boy, sounds like a fun new true crime podcast to me.
On every episode of Slaycation, we'll examine true cases of people who were killed while on vacation.
Was it murder? Or just a horrible accident. That's up to you and the law to decide.
But either way, if you leave for your vacation in the plane and come home under the plane, you've definitely gone on a slaycation.
Join us every week for a fascinating new episode.
911, what's your emergency?
But make sure to pack your body bags,
because getting away can be murder.
This is Slaycation.